It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Tuesday, New Mexico state health officials announced 107 additional positive tests for COVID-19 in the state and 6 more deaths. Officials say as of Tuesday, there were 178 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. The state now has a total of over 4,100 positive tests for COVID-19. The number of deaths related to the coronavirus in New Mexico is now at 162. New Mexicans with questions about health insurance coverage related to COVID-19 now have a call center for quick answers. The Office of the Superintendent of Insurance launched the toll-free call center last week. It will be staffed from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening, Monday through Saturday. To learn more about the rights consumers have, you can call the center at 1-833-415-0566. And that number and more information is at our website, krwg.org. As of today, employees of all restaurants and essential businesses in New Mexico operating in retail spaces covering 50,000 square feet or more are required to wear a mask while working. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham made that announcement on Tuesday and said all essential businesses that operate a retail space of any size will be required to have employees wear masks starting May 11th. The new mandate will be in effect through May 15th. Governor Lujan Grisham explained the reasoning behind the measure.
The number one reason is to protect each other, to control, slow the transmission, to mitigate the effects of this virus. But if we're aiming for a phase one, remember from last week we talked about our guidelines and our efforts to relax restrictions, to methodically and safely, prudently and productively to open up New Mexico for business. Well, then we have to show that we have this infection managed to the highest degree possible. So in aiming for phase one, which is mid-May, we make that decision based on the data. The data will tell us whether or not, because we're testing every day, we're seeing who's in the hospital every day, we're tracking every single tragedy every single day, then we're going to know unequivocally whether enough people are socially distancing and are following these CDC best practice guidelines. So before we can move forward, I have to see unequivocally by the data that the spread of the virus, in fact, is continuing to be mitigated.
The governor strongly encouraged all New Mexicans to wear masks and continue social distancing practices. She did not mandate masks for members of the public for now, citing difficulty in enforcement. Governor Lujan Grisham also announced additional incentive pay for the state's child care workers. You can find the latest coronavirus and COVID-19 numbers from the state health department at our website, krwg.org. Okay, over the last few weeks, we've been inviting you to share how your life has been impacted by COVID-19, and some of you have been responding. Today, we share our first response with you from an owner of a well-known restaurant in Hatch, who shares how the pandemic has impacted his business, but he also says it's his employees that have really left an impression on him during this crisis.
This is Tico Nung from Hatch, New Mexico. My family run Sparky's, and of course, you know, all kinds of things have happened. We've switched to carry out. We even closed for a week because my crew was afraid at the beginning of even opening. Then we reopened, and instead of 15 people, we have 7. But here's what I wanted to share, Anthony. Of those 7 people, all of them qualify for unemployment, and they all qualify for unemployment plus the $600. And these 7 people have chosen to work rather than stay home and collect an awful lot of money. And they all have kids at home, or they have grandparents or parents that they're taking care of. So they're all very conscious of safety. We come in, and Sparky's is closed up tight except for the carryout window, and we have signs marking social distance, and we even got a porta potty with a sink and paper towels and soap for washing hands outside. And that's all besides the fact that the thing that I'm just totally, I don't even understand it, but I'm damned impressed that seven people decided to work when they could have stayed home. That's all. Goodbye.
That was Tico Nunn. His family owns and operates Sparky's Burgers Barbecue and Espresso in the Village of Hatch. If you would like to leave us a voicemail on how your life has been impacted by COVID-19, you can call this number, 575-646-TALK. That's 646-8255. We may broadcast your message or even follow up for a potential interview, because your voice is important in helping our community understand this crisis better.